Shalom, Rashan Messianic Bible Club. How is everyone doing? Praise God. I am still his servant. I am still called. I am still on this mission, which I cannot quit. If you see the title of today's message for our Bible Club, it's Finding the Rapture. And today we're going to talk about some practical things, some things that shocked all of us. And if they didn't shock you, shame on you, because you weren't following correctly. But they've shocked all of us. And some people out there that are still trying to find a date with all kinds of different methods. And my thing is, we have to stick to the scripture. If we don't stick with scripture, then we can come up with a million different reasons that the rapture is going to be this month on that. Someone sent me this morning proof that the rapture is on 7/17. Wow. And it says August 17th is the rapture. And I'm like, isn't August the 8th month? No, like, okay, whatever, okay, because isn't July the 7th month?
July 7th.
Okay, August is the 8th. Okay, so I don't know how 7/17 equals to August. But anyway, September is the original 7th day, because September means 7, right? Mm-hmm. September, October, which means October, is really the 8th month, okay? And November is the 9th month. December is the 10th month. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can see we're off. Anyway, when it comes to months anyway, because somebody decided they were going to change the calendars at one time and make sure that they gave the authority of the calendars over to Pope Gregory. So we ended up with October being the 10th month, even though October means 8, November being the 11th month, even though November means 9. So we're off anyway after the change of the calendar from to the Gregorian. So anyway, but one thing we did know, and let me pray in before we get started, because the one thing we did know is that Israel was rebirthed on May 14, 1948, and we know when 70 years ends. And so in that way, we could keep with the scriptures and say, okay, we know when the 70th generation of this ends. But we have to stick with scriptures and not start coming up with a whole bunch of different ideas, which people have done, which I'm keeping my hands off of. But I'm going to show you what the study of the Lord gave me. And it's a study, because all the... okay. And we ask, but Babi Karov, come soon. I don't want to promote. I'm not going to promote it till I read it, because okay. I don't know what's in there. You know, I know that it's a lot of information about artificial intelligence. The scientists are coming up. A way to control man, okay? And I know that they are planning a lot of things, how man through artificial intelligence and through DNA corrupt, coming up with their to just make sure that we're walking with Christ in relationship and we don't get off. So let's get started into what the Lord has given me for today, and what the Lord has given me for today. Someone say, Pastor Stanley, why don't you just quit talking about the rapture? So God's telling me, I'm telling you, I'm going to stop. But I don't think he's going to stop telling me until we have to stay alert. We have to stay ready, because we know that if anything, the rapture is a confirmed date in Scripture. Okay, yeah. We know that of the Lord is confirmed. The 7 years in Israel is going to go through trouble is confirmed. So in many parts of the world, so rather it happens now or rather it happens, you know, 2 months now or now or a week from now, know that we need ready for this. And we, because of all the previous studies that the Lord said, do not forget what you already know.
Amen.
Our parts. So here we go. I want to thank Linda for her card yesterday. That was a very nice card from Linda and Jim and John, is his name? Yeah, her son. And who is this? Oh, that's cute. Okay. These are old here. All right, here we go. So what I was talking about here is finding the rapture, okay? I'm like, in August, the 8th month. So I don't know. I'm not going to look at it because the Lord told me to stop looking at everybody's material a long time ago. I can't keep up with so many people. Man, you got a million. You got a million and one ministers on YouTube. And I don't know which ones God have called. Some of them don't have any churches. They just have a mic and a phone and the mothers that I used to go in. And visit her son in prison. She became a good friend of our ministry, and her name is me. She was watching some guy, a black Hebrew Israelite, almost confused her to the end. I'm like, hey, what is your fault for watching him? You know, I forgot what you're doing, you know. So anyway, my thing with that I talked with Miriam, she said, yeah, you were trying to avoid being a pastor so bad. You were like, God ain't. She was like, why don't you open a church, Pastor? I mean, Sandman and start a church. And I was like, God ain't called me to be no pastor. And I was just doing prison ministry. And if God had not called me, I would not have done it. Right. So since the Lord did call me, I'm going to do it until the Lord tells me enough. And I hope that's on the way up. Okay? So, what are we talking about here today? I want to first talk about my friend J.R. Church and how he had confirmed the rapture, the mid-trib, and end of the rapture from the book of Psalms. So he says here, in Psalms 10, it's very clear. I said, you know, I never noticed that. No, J.R. Church did that. He's our brother. He's in the kingdom of God right now. But he said, you to understand that Psalms 10, there's a hallelujah in Psalms 10. Okay, I'm getting to it. So, at the end of... okay. At the end of, I'm sorry, Psalms 111. Is that the beginning or? Okay, yeah. So at the beginning of, the Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. So, he tells Christ, sit here at my right hand until I make your enemies. He says, when is God going to make this proclamation? He said, at the rapture. So once the rapture happens, God is telling Christ to sit here until I make your enemies your footstool, right? I said, okay, that sounds good. Then he says, in Psalms 11, it begins with praise the Lord, right? Psalm 12 begins with praise the Lord. Psalms 13 begins with praise the Lord. Psalms 114 begins with when Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of foreign tongues, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. Okay? So it doesn't have a hallelujah. In the whole Psalms 14, there's no hallelujah. It's just taught when God brought them out of the tribulation. See there? So Psalms 14, which would stand for 2014, would be the middle of the tribulation. Right. Then he says, okay, then we get to Psalms 115. There's no hallelujah at the beginning, but at the end of it, there's the hallelujah, Psalms 115. Then Psalms 116 at the end of it, at there is a hallelujah, praise the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see the tribulation, hallelujah, and the end of the tribulation with it told him all you need. He understood, so I believe, 6,000 years in 2017, okay? Very strange thing for 6,000 years, beginning from Adam, all the way to 6,000 ends at 2017, which would be, because 2017 is the 6,000th year, the 1,000-year millennium begins, and the whole thing here, because in 2014, mm-hmm. and it is that year. Oh, we original to save of Israel, right? Wow. Okay. Now, if we look at the Jubilee, the 120 Jubilee ended up and everything, right? So you had the solar eclipse before that, before in so many years, and all United and so every year, so everybody thought it's going to happen. So now, the rapture. Can we find the rapture? To tell you the truth, 1948 to May 18th, 2019 is the end of 70 years. Okay? All the numbers line up where this should be the nothing. Okay. So, as group of believers who understand one thing, rapture is a confirmed event in scripture, even if it had a virgin child for many years, and many people said, oh, it's going to happen now, the Messiah is coming. You know, Herod, all of this going on, we're like, okay, rapture is misbehaving. It's saying when it becomes a year, when it becomes 120 believe, when Israel's birth, if Israel was in affirming that book of Esther, that it was going to happen in that, then to say that none of them died and the war just continued on, we would have to say scripture was broken from Esther because it didn't happen, right?
Right.
And so can we say that scripture is broken? No, we can't say that scripture is broken. So that means we have to what? Find out where you're wrong, okay?
Amen.
We have to find out what is God doing? What is the structure? And why is 2017 come and gone? Why is 2018 come and gone?
Yeah.
No events, right?
Right?
And now we're in 2019, okay? So I'm going to talk to you about how many, I'm going to say, before we go, before we turn past me, how many resurrections are there?
Three.
Three. That's not true. Ooh. Pastor Ben said there's three. You're correct and you're incorrect. It's actually two. Watch. This is how many. There's one resurrection of the living.
Right.
And there's
right. And one of the dead.
One resurrection of the dead.
Right.
But in the resurrection of the living, how many resurrections are there?
There are three.
Three.
Resurrections of the living.
In the resurrections of the living, yeah. There are three. There's one after Christ came out of the grave. There's the one, the church.
Yes.
Okay. And those that died in Christ.
Yes.
And then there's one at the end of the tribulation in Revelation chapter 14 at Rosh Hashanah. And that's a resurrection.
Yes.
And okay. So we have these three resurrections. And then Revelation chapter 20 says, This is the first resurrection.
Yes.
And then if you read it, you go, oh, my goodness, this is the first resurrection. No, In Revelation chapter 20, he's saying this is the end of the first resurrection, which means the resurrection of all those who are gaining life. OK, yeah. So three resurrections equal one.
Yes.
OK. This leads me to what the Lord is showing me in this scripture and why we need to look at this. OK, because I still think that 2019 is the year. Why? Because we're already past the 6,000th year. Why? Because we're already past the 120th Jubilee. Why? Because we're already past the 70th year, right? But if this number, 71, means anything, if Joseph dying when he was 71 and his brothers all dying before him when they were set in the 70th year, if this 71 means anything, okay, his brothers went before him, and then who went last? Joseph. What does Joseph's name mean? God will add. Okay? So now, this 71, and we're in this 71st year, okay? We went over this scriptures. This number means dove in Hebrew. It means Holy Spirit in Greek, okay? And so we've gone over this number, the significance of 71 and the significance of Joseph dying in the 71st year after they entered. He wasn't 71 years old, okay? Because people send me stuff. It was in the 71st year after the nation of Israel entered into Egypt. So everybody died off in the 70th year, but Joseph didn't die until the 71st year. Okay. So if this 71st year means anything, and we're in the 71st year, and this the Holy Spirit's ministry, which his number is 71, yeah, then we can say, let's look at 2017. Now, what did we show you last night was Micah chapter 7, which gives you the three variations of God's end time prophecy. And what are those three variations? A rapture, trouble in the world with the world and Israel,
deliverance.
The deliverance by who? Jesus Christ himself, the great 888, right? So we looked at Isaiah chapter 57, gives you the same scenario. And what's the scenario? A rapture, trouble in the world, Jesus comes and rescues Israel. Okay, so there we have the scenario for every time that God is prophesying about the rapture. So when we talk about Moses, what happens with Moses? He gets rejected by his people. Then what happens? He marries a Gentile bride. Okay, Israel is still in Egypt having trouble, right? He sends Moses back to Egypt with his wife to rescue the Israelites, okay? So this three-part steps to the end time and salvation is confirmed. Now, I'm going to say just what you said, what you're about to say to me, because I said this to God. Psalms 118, Psalms 119 are one. Just like the resurrection. Okay? Now, Psalms 117, what does it talk about? The rapture. Psalms 118, what does it talk about? Trouble in the world. Okay? Psalms 119 and trouble in Israel. Psalms 119, what does it talk about? It is the 888. It is the Hebrew letters, Aleph to Tav, eight verses for each letter. The 888 is now on the scene, okay? Or the 888, this is his time. Okay, so if Micah 7 is a three-part, it shows you three parts. Isaiah 57 is three parts. We know Moses' life, three parts. Joseph's life, three parts. He marries a Gentile bride. There's a 7 years of trouble. Then after the 7 years, he comes. The 7 years of famine is over, and he brings his brothers and his family into Egypt. Right? Same thing. Okay. Same thing. This three part. Okay. So here's your Trinity: 17, 18, and 19. I said, let me look at what this is in Hebrew. 54 means redeemer, okay? It comes from the scripture that is in Isaiah 44. Let's go to Isaiah 44. This is the problem. Okay.
Isaiah 44.
Isaiah 44. 24. And it's not just Redeemer, it's Yahweh the Redeemer. Who is Yahweh the Redeemer? He's the same guy as the Aleph and the Tav. It's the same Jesus, okay? Please don't make the mistake of thinking that the Yahweh of the Old Testament is different from the Yeshua of the New Testament. It's the same guy. He's working the same plan, okay? He came in three different ways, okay? The Holy Spirit, the Son, the Father. We could say, okay, there's this Trinity, but Elohim Echad. Echad is one, but it means a group of one. It's not the Hebrew word for a singularity of one. Okay, so yeah, so here we are, Isaiah 44, and I want to thank you guys for having somebody to teach this to, because this is not elementary Bible study. Okay, verse 24, and this is what it says. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, that's that word, okay, 54, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. So in this scripture, it uses the word Yahweh, the Redeemer. Okay. So the Redeemer's numerical is 54, which is 17, 18, and 19. And I say, wait a minute, Lord. In Psalms 117, 118, and 119. So the Lord said, well, add that. What does it mean in Greek? God, the good, the holy. Okay? So, here we have scripture that is saying that 354 is concerning God, and then Jesus has this conversation, says, why do you call me good, seeing that there's only one that is good, and that is God? And then we have the word kadosh, which is holy, which is what Jesus represented on the cross as the quoth of the Hebrew alphabet. We'll go over that another time. That's a Hebrew study. Okay, so now, here we have the numerical numbers that God... Now, when God showed me this, and I said, well, this is 2017, this is 2018, he said, well, what does 2017 say? That Israel is going to be attacked, and they're going to swarm him like bees to attack him. He said, did that happen in 2018? No. So, obviously, Psalms 118 was not fulfilled. Psalms 117 says that the Gentiles are singing hallelujah as the waters of the world are dividing. Okay. And 119 says that the 888 is now on the scene, is now working his plan. Okay. Wow. So now we got to look at this and say, God says, oh, these three are one. And I went, you can't. That's not right, Lord. Too many hits in the head playing football. And the Lord said, it's my book. Okay? It's up to my book. He said, these three are one prophecy. This is Micah, is one prophecy. It's the rapture, it's the trouble, it's the redemption. Like Isaiah 57, it's the rapture, it's the trouble, it's the redemption, okay? It's a three-part. So why wouldn't I do it at the end in three prophecies, okay? But here, and you believe this is going to happen, you believe 2018, now you're in 2019, and you're in the 71st year, which is the year of the Holy Spirit, and now let's see what happens. Now, He said, Pastor Stanley, are you sure this is? I'm not sure of nothing since 14th, 1948 to May 14th of so we're trying, and I'm trying to find structure in this, these last 17. Where was I each year? Christ, at the end of the 6,000 years, he's supposed to be in him, resting. But I understood from Genesis chapter 29, he says, I'm going to work 7 years after 6,000 years. So that I, now, as we go being, this psalm divides the Bible, okay? The Gentiles are praying God. Psalms 118. What happens? Israel is praising God because the nations of the earth have surrounded them, yet they were able to win the war and the victory. The Gog Magog war that's going to happen as the church leaves. 119 is what? Is what? It is 8 verses. Here we go for his work. If let's look at this. Let's look at this. If the rapture happened, let's say before the end of summer 2019. Okay. Let me erase this because see if I can. No, you got my eraser? No, I got it right here. I got it. Okay, now I'm going to erase up today. So someone sent me the other day, and I thank you for sending this to me. She said, Pastor Sandy, someone is for, they found it to be the middle of the tribulation. That's very wise study. I'm going to look into it because myself and Dan Mattson were seeing that 2017 ended the tribulation and 2024, 7 years later, would be the end of the tribulation. Mm-hmm. Because of what? There's a war happening in Psalms 124. There's a war that's happening in Psalms 124. And the war, Israel is having victory in this war. We figured, okay, that's the return of Christ, the world coming against them. Okay, but maybe what we saw was wrong. Maybe what we saw was the beginning of the war, and that war lasting 3.5 years till the end of the tribulation. Now, we would have to look at, because it would be September, so we would say, okay, to 2021 to 2022 with 2023 would be that third year. Okay, then 2024 in the middle would be the middle of the tribulation. Okay, so we got the middle of the tribulation being 2024. Let's read Psalms 124, and then we're going to see what's transpiring in Psalms 124. And somebody said, why are you trying to find the rapture in the Psalms? I'm glad you asked. Because the prophetic events of the 19th book of the Bible have been, I'm trying to hit the word, chronologically expressed by each book. So Psalms 47 shows you the UN meeting and them making a decision to give the land back to the Jews. Psalms 48 shows you the return of the Jews. Psalms 167 shows you the 6 day war and the winning back of Jerusalem. So, and then me and Pastor Ben have studied this, and we go on, and there's a prophetic event every year telling you what's going to happen in that event, because Psalms is the 19th book of the Bible. So it starts at 1901, you got a prophecy, 1902, 1903, and it all follows perfectly till 2017. And it all follows perfectly until 2017. Okay? Psalms 2004, 2005, everything follows the prophecy perfectly till you get to 2017. Then it's praise ye the Lord, all ye Gentile nations. And we're looking for the rapture because this is dividing of the water and the time that the church is to leave. Now, so we got to look, since Psalms is a prophetic time and it's been on time until we got to 2017, we got to figure out, why didn't it fulfill the prophecy of 2017? Right. Why didn't it fulfill the prophecy of 2018? And why is 2019, 22 Hebrew letters, the Aleph and the Tav, or Jesus saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and it's eight verses for each one. Is this prophetic saying that something happens in 2019 or not? And if it is, hallelujah, let's go.
Yep.
Because Psalms, let me tell you guys, 2017 shocked me. I was given countdowns. I'm telling you, it shocked me. Why did it shock me? Not because it was something new, because Psalms, the 19th book of the Bible, was giving you very accurate year by year prophecies. And so when 2017 came and it didn't happen, I'm like, oh my goodness, what happened? 2018 comes and there's no Magog war. What happened? Okay, now we go, okay, here we are, 2019, it's the 71st year, the year of the Holy Spirit, and let's see if Eleazar is going to deliver a bride.
Amen.
Let's look at, you guys understand what I'm saying because you're part of this church. If I was speaking at some Methodist church or something somewhere, they'd probably be like, what is he talking about?
10 minutes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Here you are in Psalms 124. And let's read this in Psalms 124. Tell me this is not the middle of the tribulation. Watch this. It says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us, and the torrent would have swept over us. The raging water would have swept us away. You see that? They're saying a war like a flood has come. Okay? But it said if it was not for the Lord, that would have swept them away. So there's a war coming when? We know in the middle of the tribulation, and we know there's a war coming in the that in the beginning, but in the middle of the tribulation, he says, now, I'm going to show you this by proof. Let's go to Daniel. Did I take my tag out for Daniel? No, I did not. Okay, Daniel chapter 26. Watch this.
What verse, Pastor?
We're going to start in verse in Daniel 9, chapter 26.
Daniel 9, 26?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read them back to back. Watch this. After the 62 and 7, the anointed one will be cut off. That's Yeshua. And will have nothing. Then the people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a what? A flood. War will continue until the end. So what begins this 3.5 years? This war, because he's saying that war that starts in the beginning is going to continue when? To the end. Desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with the many for 1-7. In the for 1-7, in the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wings of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes his desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out upon him. Okay, we're going to stop and try to explain some things. First of all, the war comes like a flood. Let me read this again in Psalms 124. Okay, because we just read Psalms 124, but I want to read it again. Because in Psalms 124, what does it say? It says, when the nations, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us, and the torrent would have swept over us. The raging water would have swept us away. And so in Daniel, he's telling you the end is going to come like a what? Like a flood. Okay? So here we go. In the middle of the tribulation, if Psalm continues to prophesy itself, it will say, now this is the middle of the tribulation. We have a war that's going to come like a flood and is going to destroy them. Okay? Now, if 124 is the middle of the tribulation, then Psalms 125, 26, 27 should be praising God for what he's done. Okay? And we can't read all of them, but I'm going to get to Psalms 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labors in vain. Unless the Lord watch over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toil for food to eat, and he grants sleep to those he loves. So he said, I granted them rest. Sons are a heritage for the Lord's children, a reward for him. So now they're having this prosperity in their land. The Lord has rescued them. The Lord is about to build the true house of the nation of Israel. Yeah. When he lands, Jesus is going to build the temple.
Yes.
And if the Lord don't build it, it's not worth being built.
Amen.
Okay? So I take that study that you did on Psalms 124, and I began to study it. And I'm not through studying it, because now what I'm seeing is that if that rapture happens in this 2019 year, the 2024 would be the middle of the tribulation.
Yeah.
And so therefore, Psalms will now catch up with itself, and the prophecies will start being fulfilled once again.
Yeah.
And once in Psalms 124, it talks about this war that's going to begin like a flood, the same as Daniel said, in the middle of the tribulation, it will begin like a flood. Okay? So, is 2019 a hopeful year? You bet your bottom, because it's still the 71st year.
Amen.
It is still the year of the dove, the year of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And we still understand that we're past the 70th year, but we're in the 71st. And so now I'm looking at it from scripture to see if are we right, because the scriptures seem to confirm that this is the scenario.
Yes.
Okay? And we are in this year. And so that's why the Lord's like, I want you to study this, because I want you to know and understand that the confirmation of the rapture is in scripture from the beginning in Genesis through every story, Moses, David, Daniel, Joseph. The rapture is a confirmed story throughout scripture that God is saying this is the event and this is the process of which it will happen. First, there'll be a disappearance, then there'll be trouble, then the Messiah will come. Okay? And so we need to continue looking at scripture and seeing if 2019 is our year. And I'm praying and hoping that the Psalms will now get back on course, because if 17, 18, and 19 are a one unit, as the resurrections are a one unit, then we're in good shape.
Isn't that amazing?
Praise God. So I want us to be students of the word. I don't want us to start saying, well, you know, this star is going to bump into that star next week and it's on the 7th and all of these things. And, you know, because I'm telling you, everybody has an opinion. The only difference is when I give you an opinion, I'm going to try and go to the scriptures and find the reason why I think that is true. Because my whole thing has been since 2003 has been, I'm going to show this to you in scripture. And if I see it in Scripture, I can preach it. If I don't see it in Scripture, I can't preach it. So praise God. Thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you guys also for supporting the ministry. And I mean, I don't even know how to really express that, but I want to say, if you are supporting the ministry, you are the answer to something God prophesied over me, because God told me that, hey, Pastor Sandy, a lot of people are going to church, leave the church, but don't worry, I'm going to take care of the church, and the church is going to be fine. So all these people start coming and saying, we're leaving the church, we're going here, and the churches they went to were horrible. I went to visit them and because I wanted to see how they were doing, but I was like, why would they go to church here? I mean, just shows and people laying out on the floor and slapping, and I was like, okay. But the Lord said they were leaving anyway, so I couldn't keep following them. I said, okay, you guys go. The Lord said it's time for, but he said, I'm going to send you the support and that you need for the church. So if you are supporting the church, you are an answer to what God had already told me months before you came in, okay? So I just want to thank you for whatever you're doing. I just want to thank you, because it is incredible to me. I'm looking for the rapture. I am not stopping, because it's been a long journey since 2003, and it's been a lot of studying and a lot of discoveries, and I'm enjoying the process, but I'm going to enjoy the rapture more. Some people say, no, the joy is in the process. Maybe when we get there, well, I'll look back and go, okay, the joy was in the process. But right now, the joy is in the victory. Praise God. So I'm waiting on the victory. Praise God. So let us pray out. Yivarecha
ka'adonai v'yishmarecha. Pastor, let them know the backup camera will be up in 2 hours.
Okay. Did we have problems today? We had some problems today. The backup camera will be complete this whole message. So you will get to look at it through its entirety. We've been having problems with this, and it's going to come. He'll set it up today. So if you don't get it all on this, he's going to set up another one, and you can go back and look at this study. And study it out for yourself, and ask the Lord and pray about these things with me, because you are my brothers and sisters in Christ. I respect your opinion. And I hope you respect mine, and I don't have to believe all yours, and you don't have to believe all mine, but we can still respect each other. Like all my flat earth people, I love you. I just don't believe the earth is flat. Okay? You're still my brother in Christ Jesus. To Jerry Tony, you're my brother. I love you. You preach that you have to live this thing, and there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. You will always be my brother, because I know the Holy Spirit is guiding you. Yeah. But I don't believe in a Rosh Hashanah rapture, but you're still my brother. All right, so let's go. Okay.
So one question.
Yes.
Someone said, Pastor Sandy, please check out Ministry Revealed.
Okay. Is there a particular message that I need to check out? Is there a particular message? If there is, let me know which one I need to be looking at, because he may have 120 videos on that.
Amen.
So the Lord said unto Moses, Moses, when you see my people, say to them these words. But put your glasses on first. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yivarecha ka'adonai v'yishmarecha, ya'ir Adonai panavilecha v'chuneka, yi'asei panavilecha v'yasim l'kai shalom. Le'yitriot b'shavu chaba, Roshon Messianic Bible Club, Akol Havarim, all my friends. God bless you guys.